What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. Make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J. Hey, y'all. This is Just a Touch of J. What y'all out there doing? Oh, my gosh. Listen, this is my 21-day challenge of podcasting. Yeah, I'm going to be sharing my journeys and everything with y'all. So make sure y'all listen, all right? Episode is up next. Hey, y'all. This is Just a Touch of J. And I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing? What are y'all out there doing, man? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life. Doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, I know y'all out there being thorough and wise. And why do I tell you that I know that you are out there being thorough and wise, baby, huh? Come on, say it with me. Why? Is it because y'all are out there listening to me? No. Mm-mm. That's one reason, but that ain't the first reason. The first reason is because God made you that way. Yes, shout out to you, God. Oh my gosh, he is a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. Oh my gosh, this is so thorough and so wide. And this is Just a Touch of J, baby. You know I got to put that out there in pieces for you, right? Okay. Now the second reason why I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby, is because y'all are out there listening to me. Okay. And this is Just a Touch of J, baby. You know I put it out there in pieces for you. And that is a third thing that I tell y'all, man. Because you know I got a story to tell like Biggie, you know, before I drop a dime on y'all. It's one other thing I got to tell y'all, okay? Because it's Just a Touch of J. Got to put it out there in pieces for you. The third thing that I say is, hi, haters, because y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. And you might be saying, hold on. What's going on? Why is this lady, Jay, giving a shout out to her haters? What's up with that? You know, I got to give a shout out to my haters, my naysayers, my disbelievers. You know, all those people out there that, you know, not being thorough wise, you know, not living their best life, you know, doing what it is that they do. But they, you know, they skeptics and stuff. They like haters and all that type of stuff. You know, they don't even know about this best life. You know, this stuff here. I got to give a shout out to them. You want to know why? Because, see, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, oh, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Right? And the reason why I gotta let it shine is because God said, let your light so shine before men that they may see the good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So listen, that right there, that's Matthew, right? 5, okay, in the Bible, Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Because you know what else it says in 14? ye are the light of the world, right? So what happens is that I got to let this light shine, right? Bright like a diamond. And what God does is when I'm letting it shine bright like a diamond, and you know I'm doing what it is that he tells me to do, he put me out there in pieces for him. Yeah, he put the pieces out there to the puzzle. He put it out there in pieces for him. And what happens is when he put it out there in pieces for him, right? He goes ahead, okay? And he anoints your head with oil, okay? His word says, I'm going to anoint your head with oil and your cup's going to run over, okay? Because you got to do what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, hold on y'all, okay? I got to do something real quick. Hold on, I don't want y'all to go nowhere. Just got to go ahead and do one thing before I go ahead and keep telling y'all stuff. Okay. Now listen, my daughter, right? I got to keep it 100. I had to pause for a minute, right? She down there, she cooking and stuff. You know, I got these issues going on. And I don't know what the hell she down there cooking, but it's making me sick. It's choking me up like I can't breathe. And this is just Touch J, baby. We don't need them pieces. So I had to send her a real quick text message to tell her to open up the door down there because she could be down there doing anything. She be doing that sneaky type of stuff, you know, like cooking shrimp and stuff like that in the house that's high in histamine and then be setting me off. And this is just such a baby. I'm trying to heal. I keep trying to tell her, but she don't want to listen. You know, she don't listen to the piece. But anyway, back to the podcast, okay? What I'm telling y'all is that when you out there living your best life, God got to go ahead. He got to put you on display. He says, I'm going to anoint your head with oil. Your cup's going to run over when you out there shining on. Okay, so he lets your light really shine real bright. And then this is what happens. And they say the disbelievers, you know the people, they go like this. Is that my boy been shining on them? My girl been shining on them? They trying to figure out what's going on. You know, like they like, what's up? You know what's going on with these pieces, okay? And then they start coming over, you know, because they looking. They trying to figure out what's going on. And they wind up getting blessed by the message. Because like I said, what God's word said is, I'm going to anoint your head with oil. Your cup's going to run over. I'm going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. They got to watch you eat. I'm going to make them your footstool. So when they come over and they try to be nosy, they try to figure out what's going on. Like in a situation that I got going on. Like for instance, you know, I got some health issues. Okay, and I'm putting it out there in pieces. On my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby, all over. You know, just such a J app, Mega Lovey's Kitchen. Ever I've been putting it everywhere. Five Facebook, five Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, you know, the app, you know, Beatback Radio, you know, podcast, everything, everywhere. Oh my God, it's everywhere, right? So I'm putting it all out there, right? Google just such a J. And they like, wait a minute, hold on. What's going on? And then they coming over and they peeking, you know, trying to listen to the podcast and trying to figure out what's going on in the patients and all that. And what happens is they wind up getting blessed by the message. So what you supposed to say is, hi, haters, because y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. Never, ever be mad or nothing like that. Just spread the love and just know that God's going to bless them. Whatever bait he's using to get them to come over, they're going to listen, they're going to see, they're going to watch, they're going to know, they're going to get blessed by the message that he's putting out there in pieces for them, baby, okay? That's it. This is just a touch of Jack. I'm just trying to put that out there in pieces for you, baby. God got everything else in control. I just give you just a touch. Just a touch of the Jack. Touch of the Jack. We're going to talk about that later. Yeah, I like it when I do it like that. Have y'all been going over to my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby, huh? Have y'all? Oh my gosh, what y'all been doing? Y'all been going over there? Because if you have, you would be seeing what I got going on. Pieces for you. Pieces for you. Yes. Been dropping a dime on y'all, putting videos out there and everything. So look, y'all made my app of the day. Shout out to y'all. Y'all so dale and so wise. I love my babies. Yes. I usually put it out when it's the actual day, but this time I didn't. You know, I got a lot going on. You know, look, I told y'all this is part two. I got to tell y'all about all this food and stuff, making love beats kitchen. Okay, but I've been putting stuff out there for y'all, pieces, things like that. You know, dropping videos, just me of, you know, just me being me, you know, just putting it out there. I got my scarf on and everything, child, just showing y'all, you know, how I look right now and everything. Lost a lot of weight. And this time it wasn't intentional, because y'all know first I had lost like 70 pounds working out, doing what it is that I do, built all this muscle, did body training for like, you know, like literally, I'm talking about I was doing training on my body 6 months straight, 400 upper body movements, 400 lower body movements, 400 abs. I was like a clown, clown, clown. You wouldn't tell me nothing, man. A piece was out there. And then, you know, I had some health issues that came, and in a month and a half, it was taken away. All the pieces, baby. So now God's putting them back together again, baby. This is just a touch, Jay. And I got to show it to y'all. So make sure y'all checking out. My name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby, and everything else. Okay, so we're going to skate on over to Mega Lover V's Kitchen. Yes, baby. Do y'all like it when I do it like that? So we're going over to Making Love V's Kitchen, because that's what this whole podcast is about, right? Listen, I got to tell y'all some stuff, man. Look, I got to drop a dime on y'all. This is the second part of everything that I found out. I have been diagnosed. So now I know what's wrong with me. So we know how to heal it. And y'all got to listen to episode one, which is the part of me finding out what happened, which is episode 13. You know, that's like part one. It's 13 and it's 14, and they kind of go together, but I just kind of like broke them up into pieces. Okay, so I ain't even going to tell y'all about Making Love V's Kitchen, baby, because you know what happened when I start talking about Making Love V's Kitchen, baby. Mama started getting turned on and everything. You know, I don't know about them pieces right now. You know, I got to relax. Okay. Now, listen, let's talk about Just a Touch of J. You know, me working out with Just a Touch of J Fitness and all that type of stuff. Mama ain't doing that this week. The reason why I'm not doing that is because after going to the doctors and they gave my diagnosis and all that type of stuff, they really got in really deep with what I had going on. And stress is a factor. Any type of stress is a factor. And it just had me jacked up, okay, like all over the place. So what I decided to do was to take a deep breather and just relax, okay? Literally, just fall back, be easy. Just relax. So I was supposed to be weightlifting. I know I told y'all I was going to be doing it this week, but we're going to have to start that next week, okay? I'm really just trying to just regroup and just not do any band exercises, no nothing. Okay, when I went to the chiropractor and he aligned me, he was like, wow, your hips and your lower body's doing really good. And plus, I've been having these muscle spasms and stuff, you know, so I got to, you know, get my pieces together. So rest, it's what's going to be happening this week. Ain't going to be no Just a Touch of J's Fitness working out for me, okay? But the 400 is still coming. I've been telling y'all that, okay? Now I'm working on a moderation, you know, type of version for y'all, you know? And this is Just a Touch of J, and y'all gonna see the pieces, all right? But speaking of pieces, J's Fit, yes, I showed y'all some stuff. On My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram. I actually showed y'all some of my fitness pieces. Shout out to you, ladies. Y'all hear that? Yes, ladies. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. Ladies, y'all hear that? Make sure y'all check out that song. But thank you for purchasing, you know, Just a Touch of J's Fit. And Just a Touch of J's Fit pieces, all the pieces, man. I showed y'all like four or five of them outfits, you know, over on My Name Is RONI76. Check it out. Also, in my link tree in my bio, you can purchase if you like. Okay? Whatever it is that you want. Okay? And you know what else I got over there? The rolling papers. French, European rolling papers. Yes, yo. Yes. Slow burning smoothness. Oh my gosh. For those of y'all who are out there, you know, in the cannabis world, you know, because y'all might, you know, need just a touch of the J. That's actually what they're called. Yeah, King Slim magnetic booklets. You know, check them out. Put that in the video. My name is RONI76 Sue. Okay. And you know what else you can do? Mm-hmm. purchase it through the link tree that's in the top of every bio. 5 Instagrams, 5 Facebooks. It's everywhere. Google Just a Touch of J, baby, so y'all can get them pieces. They dope. My own personal rolling papers. I also have 4 strains. And with these strains, they're going to be able to help y'all with your histamine intolerance. Yes! Anybody out there going through that? Like, you got some stuff going on with histamine or whatever? Well, I found out what's going on with mine. But some of y'all have, like, to live with this and things like that. Like, y'all have some stuff that's really going on. I gotta live with it too for a while, just a bit, you know. But some of y'all, you know, you have some things where you have like DAO and you have different small intestinal bacterial SIBO, you know, or you have just different issues that cause you to have histamine intolerance. And I'm going to hook y'all up with the cannabis that's going to stop it. Yes, child. Mast cell activation and everything. This is just a touch of J. Y'all gonna be able to go into the specimens, get all of it. Oh my God, love y'all. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. So look, you know what else I gotta do? This is something else I gotta talk about, right? The Just a Touch of J mobile app. Cause I've been putting it out there in pieces for y'all. And y'all made my Just a Touch of J app of the day. Y'all so thorough and so wise. I just touched base on that, but we're going to be revamping that whole thing. I'm working on it, okay? I'm adding stuff. It's going to be different. Y'all going to go to that app like, oh, my God. Didn't even know. And then I got the Jataj Podcast Network, that whole app, too. Let me know if you want to be a part of that. Okay, it's Just a Touch of J. Dropping them pieces. And also let me know if I got to go back to Making Love in These Kitchens one more time. If y'all want to go ahead and be a part of this whole food thing that I'm doing. Okay, because y'all know, yeah, God just told me to tell y'all, got a food truck and some other things coming up. But this is Just Touch Day. Look, I can't put all pieces out there. Got to take it one day at a time. Okay, but I'm going to be doing cooking classes free. Yeah, y'all get to like do like the Zoom and stuff. You know, I ain't got nothing to do with some of y'all got nothing to do, so you know why not? Just touch it, Jack. I'll show y'all how to make some of these dishes. But we're gonna have to do it a little differently because you know I can't just be in the kitchen cooking lobster and stuff, try to show you that. But I'm gonna walk you through it. You're gonna get all yours out and we're gonna have an amazing time. Do you know I did 365 recipes? A different recipe every day. And we on year number 3. That was just for 1 year, child. Ugh, all these pieces. Y'all better get this. Y'all better get this free stuff. Y'all better get this stuff so y'all be cooking for y'all boo or whatever. Cooking for yourself. Chocolate covered cauliflower cookies. God done told me some stuff. Some new stuff to make, baby. This is just a touch of J. I got to skid on over to one more piece. You ready? Okay, Beat Break Radio. Okay, Beat Break Radio. Mama been doing some stuff on Beat Break Radio, okay? And what I've been doing on Beat Break Radio is I've been interviewing some people. You know, I told you I had interviewed the guy that was from R. Kelly, you know, his group. Yeah, the whole public announcements. Y'all remember that song, like, Honey Love? Do y'all remember that? Do I got to play that for you? Oh, my gosh, that's one of our songs. But I interviewed him. His name is Dre. Yeah, R&B Bully. Make sure y'all check him out. He got a cooking podcast, a cooking show. He going to show me how to make this homemade pasta. I'm going to show him how to make some stuff. But I interviewed him. Yeah, it was amazing. It was like a Valentine's Day special. Y'all got to check that out on Beat Break Radio. I was a co-host. It was so dope. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see if I get to this. Just in case y'all might have forgotten. Y'all don't remember these pieces. Okay. Hold on. Where we at? Oh, here we go, right here. Y'all ready? Listen.
Yeah, come inside.
Y'all hear that? I'm gonna give y'all a little remix.
Now turn the lights
down. Touch it,
touch
it, touch
me.
Pieces. Touch me. I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Y'all hear that? Child, listen to these pieces. Come on now.
There's something in your eyes, baby.
Woo!
It's telling me you want me, baby. Tonight is your night. See, you don't have to ask for nothing. I'll give you everything you need.
Y'all remember that? Yeah.
Turn down the lights. There is something
Oh my God. Okay, I can't give y'all too much. Just a touch of that one right there, because then it just started doing something to me, start making me think about Mega Lumbee's Kitchen and all that other type of stuff. And y'all know what happens when I start talking about Mega Lumbee's Kitchen, baby. But anyway, look, I interviewed my man. And, you know, I used to be a part of that group, you know. That was a Valentine's Day special, and we loved him. We had an amazing time. Also did some other stuff. And as far as Beat Break Radio was concerned, y'all going to be able to catch me twice a day now, late at night, early in the morning. I'll be giving y'all top of the hour, all that type of stuff, and late night love. Yeah, like back in the day, like BET, you know, with that whole love thing, Donnie Simpson type of thing. Yeah, I'll be remaking some of these love songs and stuff, baby. Mama gonna talk to you for a little bit, you know, and we gonna do what it is that we do, that we do, that we do, and I'ma shine bright like King Diamond. It's some of y'all, because y'all out here listening to me, and this is just a touch of Jay, baby. Y'all know I got to put it out there in pieces for you. So look, moving on over to the left, to the left, to the left, because I got to talk to y'all about some stuff. Mama got to drop a dime on you. I got a story to tell like Biggie. Biggie Smalls the rapper. So look, this is all about making love in B's Kitchen. So this is the second part of what I found out when I go to the doctors, right? So I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to get hair, okay, I started eating now. You know, they tell me I need to take this stuff for the gut, you know, heal my intestines and all that type of stuff. You know, get these bacteria, the bad bacteria cleared up, okay, because I got three things in there that ain't right. And then I got to get the good bacteria in so the histamine could stop being created because I don't have any of this other stuff. And then my hormones will get regular, you know, all this stuff, right, they telling me. So she goes, you know, the dietitian, nutritionist, this is the last person I'm supposed to see. So I go over there and I see her, and I'm going to go through this food list with y'all, okay? And I'm going to try to make it real quick, but I just want y'all to get this, okay? Y'all got to understand this. So what it is that they test you with your blood, right? IgE, IgG, okay? And Ig4. Okay, now Ig4 is like stuff you just need to just eliminate, period. Like, you can't, they ain't even playing around. So let me tell you what they told me, right? Okay, you ready? Now, this is kind of at your provider's discretion. They'll kind of like go through it and they'll base it off of the other stuff that you have going on, and they'll be like, no, we don't want you to have that. Okay, so this is what she told me. This was on the paper. Okay, bananas, okay, cottonseed, honeydew, oats, pecans, spinach, strawberry, watermelon. I already kind of got an allergy to strawberries, so I'm like, okay, you know, I'm right, you know. Watermelon, like, who told you to do that? But, okay, this is just a touch of day, whatever. Bananas wasn't really my thing. They would, you know, bother me sometimes. But, you know, okay, I can do that. Now, this is what she tell me I need to eliminate, period. Okay, you ready? I'm going to go quick. Almonds, okay, aspergillus mix. That means, like, all, like, fungus is, like, you know, stuff. It's associated with, like, peanuts and mushrooms, stuff like that, okay? Anything got a fungus on it, okay? Black pepper, blueberry. Now, listen, blueberry, I was just tearing up some blueberries. Blueberry juice was my thing. But I noticed that I would have little issues with blueberry juice. And this is just a touch of, how you going to take that from me? You know, look, that was helping me with my calories. But you know, hey, you know, all right. Brewer's yeast. That's like beer, you know. Broccoli. Okay, we know that. I tried that. That didn't work the other day. Chocolate. Everything associated with chocolate. Now, listen here. I just made sweet potato brownies for you, baby. I'll make sure I put that song on after this. Okay, because I did sweet potato brownies for you, baby. Now, all of a sudden, you want to take away chocolate. I did this chocolate-covered cauliflower cookies and all this type of stuff. You take a chocolate away, but okay, this is just a touch of jet. All right, I can replace that with something else. Carob powder, sweeter than chocolate. We're going to see if I can do them pieces. Now, look. This is what else she said. Candida. That's yeast. Yeah, because I got a yeast overgrowth, but it's in the top part of my body. It's not in the bottom. Wasn't in like the stool and none of the intestine type stuff like that. It's like up in the top part. It's growing. And you know why it's growing all crazy? Because I was feeding it with rice. That's something else she told me. I couldn't have no more child. And that was my staple. That's what I was going to. My only grain I could eat was like the white rice, really. You know, with moderation. But every time I ate white rice, it just like
white all in the mouth, everything was just feeding it. Oh my God, I can't even think about what's going on inside of me. Child, I gotta get this probiotic, lactobacillus, to just get it straight. And this is just a touch of J, so I can't do no more rice or nothing like that. Or the candida, which means also no sugar. Okay, now look, I don't have a sweet tooth anyway. Only time I use sugar in anything, brown sugar, anything, was with bacon. Anytime I made something, baked it in the oven, yeah. When I was making love for y'all. You know, other than that, like if I drink tea, no sugar, no honey, that's not me. I never been like that. I never had like a sweet, sweet tooth where I just needed stuff. Like maybe like seriously, candy? I might eat candy like once a month, if that. Like this is just a touch of it, baby. If I ever had coffee, it was like black. Like I just didn't have a sweet tooth. My thing was potatoes. Yeah, white potatoes. How she gonna try to tell me I can't have no potatoes? Y'all know I got a potato chip addiction? Oh my God, this is just a touch of J. I was looking at that stuff. I said, she done messed up all my pieces. Okay, so look, let's finish going down the line, right? Casein, that has to do with like milk. Can't hear none of that type of stuff, right? Then we got cherries, we got clams, we got codfish, we got coffee. Okay, cow's milk, my thing, but you know, nothing of the cow, nothing. Okay, then basically cucumber. Okay, all right, eggs. Wait a minute, I was just eating eggs. Now, I'm not a big egg person, but y'all know I got almonds every day because this is just a touch of it, baby. Okay, you know, I do this 1-2 thing with the eggs. She talking about no for like 9 or 12 months. I said, oh no, she got some pieces going on. We got to figure out what's going on with that, but hey, I can't have that. Ginger, gluten, grapes. Huh? Sometimes I like grapes, but I have issues with grapes. But okay, hops, that's beer, basically. Kidney beans. Child, when this happened, I was eating kidney beans and rice, black rice. It's just a touch of it, baby. Hi, it hits me. Didn't even know what's going on, but can't hit it. Okay. Lettuce. Iceberg, basically. I tried butter lettuce the other day. I did kind of okay with it. Made me a little mucusy, but we won't see. And she said I could try... what's the other lettuce called? Romaine. Didn't do good with it. Okay, so let's try, what else she said? Mushrooms. So we already know no mushrooms. Mustard. Now, you know, I like doing this horseradish mustard sauce. Child, y'all better go ahead on Make a Love V's Kitchen on the Just a Touch of J app because the recipe is on there. You better go ahead and get that. People been hitting me up lately, so my girl, I tried that sauce. It's called the secret sauce. Listen, it goes on everything. It goes on seafood, goes on meat, it goes on vegetables, child. It goes in, you dip your potatoes up in there because I can't have them. Dip them in there for me, y'all. This is just a touch of that, baby. Okay, what that means, I can't have mustard greens. And I like mustard greens. That was one of my go-tos, my staples. I said, you know what? She is really messing me up right now. Pineapples. I could deal with that, you know. But I did make an amazing, okay, dish that you can put pineapples in or take the pineapples out. And it is my spaghetti squash casserole. Please get that recipe too. Oh my God, that did amazing. They went crazy on that. They download that recipe so much in the thousands, child. This is just a touch of J, okay? That was years ago. I ain't even checked it lately. But check it out on Just Touch J app. blackvibes.com. You can check it out on there. All of it's up in my blogs and stuff like that. You know, get them pieces. Get the recipe. Eat it for me, please. I can't have rye. Nothing I got to do with rye. Sesame, hummus, like tahini, none of that type of stuff. No. Tomatoes. I'm allergic to tomatoes. But you know, of course they put that on there. And whole wheat. Okay. So that's what I can have. Eliminate, period, from the diet. What they say, 9 to 12 months. Okay, not too bad, right? Now, let's talk about what I can rotate, okay? Now, what I can rotate are apples. I've been trying to eat apples, child. I ain't been having no success with it. I found the applesauce that I could actually eat. I think I'm going to go back and try it again. This was like right when it all started, but I had felt like real crazy. So, I don't know if I'm going to try it or not, baby. This is just a touch of it. Pray for me. Okay, but I'm making amazing apple pie and stuff like that. I'm like, I need these pieces to be right. Rotating means 72 hours. Okay, so like for 24 hours, I can basically indulge on something. Okay, like, yes, I'm going to go crazy. Well, not crazy, but yeah, I'm going to eat this. I'll eat that for like the 24. Then after that, no. Okay, like every other day, you know, like a Monday, Wednesday, a Friday, a Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday type thing. Okay, that's what she want me to do. This is just a touch of J. I could deal with them pieces with this. Asparagus, though, is underneath that category. I was trying asparagus. It wasn't working, so I'm going to leave that over to the left. Cabbage, I just had the most lovely purple sweet red cabbage, like that cabbage. It's like a reddish, like a raspberry color, because you know it's a lot of different cabbages. Not the purple one, but it's like a sweet red one. Oh my gosh, it's so sweet. It's high in vitamin C. I don't have to take nothing before I eat it. It's just amazing. So I gotta rotate that. So I had it today, so I'm gonna have a little bit tomorrow, you know, within that 24 hours. And then we're just gonna skate on over to the left, because we're gonna talk about carrots. Child, she gonna put carrots on this list. Now this got to do with the blood. Okay, this was your blood say. I ain't messing around with no carrots. Last time I ate carrots, child, do y'all know what happened? I was itching for like 7 hours. The history was coming all out, pins and needles. It was like all over me for 7 hours. Felt like something was crawling on me. I'm good with that. I don't know if I'm gonna try carrots again. Corn though. Now, you know corn is non-digestible, but it leaves room for polenta and stuff like that. That'll help me, you know, along the way. You know, help the system. I don't know. This is just such a day, baby. She said English walnut. Flounder, don't really like flounder like that, but you know, hey, grapefruit. Now listen, child, I love me some grapefruit, and a lot of these things are high in histamine, so of course I wouldn't be eating them right now, you know. But once you know everything get straight, these are things that my system through the blood can actually tolerate. Okay, and you could do a lot with grapefruit. Juice, all type of stuff. Green peppers, okay, not really a green pepper person. That ain't really my thing. Like, I like red and stuff like that, like the sweet ones. I make an amazing sauce out of a red pepper sauce. Child, this is just a touch of that. Oh my God, I can't wait to make Love and Beast Kitchen. But we're going to talk about the podcast, okay, because it's coming up. I got to drop a dime on y'all like Biggie, okay? Now, she says onions, orange, okay? All right, you know, a peach, oh. Y'all remember my peach cornbread pie? Child, and then if I can have corn, that means I can have cornbread. Oh my God. This is just a touch today. I forgot about the cornbread, but I can't put no eggs in it. But that's okay, baby. Listen, I know how to make some stuff. You know I know what I'm doing. Okay? So I'm going to have to revamp that, and then I can do cornbread fried chicken. Ooh, child. Cornbread. Probably I could do cornbread turkey, fried turkey. Well, I can't fry it, but you know, like put it in the oven and do some type of fry something. You know, I'ma figure this thing out, okay? Cause you can't fry nothing right now. So what did I say? Oh, peaches, okay, plums, soybean, sweet potatoes. I could do sweet potato pies. Oh my gosh, do sweet potato cookies, sweet potato, cause I can have coconut flour, a little coconut. I could do something with some coconut. I can make a coconut flour, like with some pears and stuff like that, child. Listen. This is just a touchy. I don't need no sugar, no that. I know about these pieces, okay? I know exactly what I'm doing. And tea. Okay, so those are things that I can rotate. I can have a different tea every day if I want to. Y'all know I can't drink my detox tea, that tea that I got for y'all, that y'all will be able to purchase. I ain't forget about y'all, all right? But mama's just trying to get these pieces together, okay? But I can have, like, organic, different tea. She told me to try yogi or whatever, because I was doing loose leaf tea. But she said, now I could try other stuff. So I said, okay. Now, look, this is the no limitation diet. I'm going quick through this, okay? Avocado, ain't going to happen. Got to be not right, though, okay? But no, high in histamine. And plus, I don't even like avocados. I don't even know how people just eat it. I like the oil and stuff like that, but just to be eating it, I don't know about all the pieces, baby, but I was going to make y'all a chocolate avocado like brownie, but I don't know now, okay? barley, beef, cantaloupe, cashews, high in histamine, but once I get straight, we'll be eating them. Cauliflower. Y'all know I make chocolate cauliflower cookies, but I told y'all I'm going to make like some cauliflower cookies too that don't got to be chocolate. I'm going to use a coconut flour. It's going to be so dope. Make a Love Beast Kitchen, baby, okay? Celery, don't do celery. Celery be messing with me, but maybe that's because I already had some stuff going on this time and didn't know. Chicken. Child, the last time I tried chicken was about 3-4 weeks ago before I took the toxic support. Shout out to toxic support. Saved my life. Okay. Might I add, my doctors were so happy. They was hyped when they seen I took that. I'm trying to tell you, she was like this, the naturopathic doctor. Oh my gosh, you know that's still in you and it's working. Like, please keep taking it. Keep taking it. That binds up everything. Yes. Yeah. Like, she was excited. I said, it's a German product. You know, somebody online, God told me, share my testimony. And when I did, the lady responded on my Instagram and she told me about it and I ordered it. I said, look, I'm trying anything else. Look, I got to give it a try. And it saved my life. So shout out to Toxic Support. But the last time I opened up chicken, was right before I had did all that. And child, I felt pins and needles just all over my face. Soon as I opened up the package, oh my God, just think about it. Just give me the chills, child. This is just a touch of J. Y'all don't want them pieces. It was just crawling like all over me. Just soon as I opened it up. Oh God, and I ate it. Oh, Lord have mercy. High in histamine, child. Listen, but I don't have them problems like that no more because God is good. Cinnamon. Now, listen, I love you some cinnamon. You can do a lot with cinnamon. Crab. Now, I can't have anything that got shellfish on it or stuff like that. Like, all that stuff is high in histamine. But this is what my blood says that I can tolerate. So once I can tolerate it, I'm going to get down or be some crab stuff. Y'all know I love making Love and Beast Kitchen with seafood. So I'm going to do that. And then we got, okay, you listening? Flaxseed, okay? Now, when I tried flaxseed before, I was eating it, but mine didn't test good on muscle strength with flaxseed. So it might just be like a brand that I just have to find. And so I get, you know, the gut and everything together. Garlic, that'll be amazing. Goat's milk, oh my God, I love goat cheese. Y'all got to go to Sprouts. Not Sprouts, Trader Joe's, and get this goat cheese. Okay, I put it all out there in pieces for y'all, like way, like many years ago. And check out, my name is RONI76. Like, scroll through. But I get this, or Instagram, scroll through. I get this honey goat cheese from Trader Joe's, and I get a pepper, sweet pepper jelly. And then it's like these little raisin, like cracker, like, you know, rosemary raisin crackers. Please eat that for me. Put all that together, dumb pieces, and drink you some sweet wine, like a Riesling. Oh my God, this is just a touch of that, baby. Please try that out. But I can have goat cheese, and I have to put my own fruit and stuff on the goat cheese. But if I can do these peaches and these pears and stuff, child, listen, okay, Mama gonna be doing some baked macaroni and cheese with some goat cheese with some different pastas and everything. Child, I'll be making my own pasta and everything. Y'all gonna be like, she putting them pieces out there for us, okay? Green olives, high in histamine, but I can't wait to eat them. She also tells me peas. Now, I found sweet peas. When God, this is what God said. He said, you can do certain things when you find the peas. Child, I seen the sweet peas. I was like, oh, Lord. Okay, so we're going to see what's going on with that. Halibut. Now, look, we got to talk about this halibut. Y'all know I got a doctor friend, okay? His name is Dr. Hoffman, okay? He's into music, but he's a really good doctor. Atlanta Magazine, like, did this spread on his house, and they did, like, this article on him because he got, like, this million-dollar home child. This is just such a day. He's well off. He's very nice, though. But I cook for him sometimes. I do his meal prep and stuff. And what I did was I made him a halibut. This halibut, him and his girlfriend, I had hooked them pieces up for y'all. But I got that on Make a Love Beast Kitchen. It's a video on there of his house, and it's an amazing home, and just everything. It was just so beautiful. You know what I'm saying? And he's just an amazing guy. So I said, you know, I'm going to name this dish after you. So I created this halibut, okay? Now listen, real quick. The halibut is a coconut milk cream tequila lime halibut sauce that you make up, and you season up your halibut and you put it over top of halibut. I love halibut. Oh my God, the fish is amazing. And what I did was I layered it over a couscous and a cauliflower rice mix. Oh my God, this is just a touch of J, baby. You get you some tequila and you go ahead and you do that. Put the recipe on Make a Love V's Kitchen and on the Just a Touch of J app and Veronica's Guide to Make a Love in the Kitchen. You better go ahead, try that halibut out. Look, she also said I can have string beans, radishes, kale, bok choy, okay, lamb, bison, duck, sheep's cheese, okay, bison, buffalo cheese, whatever. Okay, now look, let's go down the list. Lemon, gotta cook with the lemon, though. And I love cooking with lemon. All day eating lemon the regular way, high in histamine, gotta be careful with that for right now. Lima beans, okay, I love lima beans. Didn't test muscle good with lima beans, but in the blood says I can have some lima beans. Lobster, child, this is just a touch of J. She ain't taking my lobster away. And I know what, you know why? Because God told me, he said, you gonna be eating that lobster again. I said, I know, God, I know. Because I made that orange cauliflower, remember, with the lobster and the scallops. Listen, that got me an interview on the radio, okay, on the first morning show that I did. That recipe right there, it was like Christmas, like 2 years ago. This is just a touch of J, baby. Check out them pieces, okay? It's on Make a Love Beast Kitchen and everything. I put the recipe out there. Check it out. It's on Veronica's Guide to Make a Love Beast Kitchen. My name is RONI76 on Instagram, all over the internet. That one put me out there. That is a staple. Y'all need to check that out. Okay, so I can do my lobster. Y'all know I like seafood. Navy beans, which is dope. Okay. pear. And I already know I eat my pears, yes. But I only got Bosch pears for right now. Pork. I don't do that pork, but okay. Salmon. Oh, I can't wait till I can eat some salmon. Chow, yes. Scallops. And scallops. I can't wait till I eat some scallops. Shrimp. Not scrimps. Okay. Let's get the pronunciation correct. Shrimp. Okay, but you know, it's in the shell, it's high hissing me and stuff like that. But as soon as I can have it, child, y'all know I could do some stuff with some shrimp. Okay, tuna, not the canned tuna, but I can do some stuff with some tuna. I love yellowfin tuna. I know how to put berry glazes and stuff on it right now. God just told me, you know, you're gonna go ahead, you're gonna make a pear glaze and you're gonna put it all over that tuna, baby. This is just Saturday. Wait on it because it's coming. Okay, now listen, turkey, we already know that because I eat turkey every day right now. And vanilla, you know, you could do some stuff with some vanilla. Okay, and yellow squash. All right, now she also told me that I can try some pastas when, you know, everything gets straight, like lentil pasta and things like that. And I was already messing with that. She said try quinoa. Quinoa bothers me. I made quinoa tonight. I didn't even eat it. I'm gonna just eat it tomorrow to see how I do with it. Kind of like mess with my sinuses. And I do rinse it, and I rinse it a lot. I boil it, I rinse it some more, I do all that type of stuff. Okay, because it's just a touch of J. She told me to try cassava. Cassava is like a root vegetable, you know, it's kind of like french fries in a sense, like potatoes, but they have like cassava flours and chips and stuff like that. Now I was having problems with root vegetables because they're high in oxalates, you know, and that's when I told y'all, when your bones and your joints cramp up, that's why I couldn't walk at first, because I didn't know it gets in the bloodstream, okay, and things that are in it with histamine, sometimes they have high oxalates, and when you have leaky gut and gut permeability and things like that that are issues with your stuff, it bothers you, okay, and we don't need them pieces, okay, but I'm going to go ahead and try, you know, here and there, okay, chia pudding, you know, stuff like that, chia seeds. She told me to try nut butter, but only macadamia right now is what I can have. Dragon fruit, like all the super fruits and stuff like that. Yeah, and root veggies. Also, teff, you know, that's like a Ethiopian type of a grain. I brought some of that. Coconut butter and coconut oil, I don't know. It kind of messed with me, so she said to try the duck fat, the duck ghee. So I'm going to try that. Look, y'all, this is just a touch of J. That's just some of this stuff. Now, that's what I have no limitation with. But do you understand everything else that I can have? See, let's talk about these pieces. Because I got a story to tell like Biggie. Y'all ever go through something, right? And what happens is that at first you love doing it, okay? And you love to have it. Then all of a sudden, you kind of get tired of it, and you don't want it no more. And then you need it, and you want it, but you can't have it. And then they tell you that you can have it later on. Anybody out there experiencing something like that? Let me see if I can break this down, right? So basically, I got to be honest. I got to keep it 100 with y'all. Let's talk about me. Right? Make a Love in V's Kitchen. Years ago, I started Make a Love in V's Kitchen, but a lot of y'all don't know that I started my podcast and Make a Love in V's Kitchen like that because I was in a relationship and I had got hurt. Yeah. And this thing took me out. Took me out. Okay? All my pieces was all over the place. I was all messed up. And I remember my girlfriend saying, you got to do something to get out of this. And I just couldn't get out of it. It was just like, I was just like messed up. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, where you just got into something and it just was so hurtful. It just tore you up. You know, and I had hurt a lot of people like in the past. So it kind of like checked me in a sense. But I still couldn't get out of it. So I'm like, dang, go on, you know. How the heck do I get out of it? She said, you know, why don't you do something that you like doing every day? And she said, to cook. So I said, you know what? I'm going to challenge myself for a whole year. I'm going to do a different recipe every day. I'm going to just put it on social media. So what happened is it starts going all crazy. It starts like going crazy. I'm talking about like 50,000, like, you know, people liking it, all type of stuff. I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. What's up with these pieces? Because see, sometimes God is just trying to show you a little bit of your destiny. So while I'm going through all this, this one God starts showing me things. And you know, the Bible says to write the vision down, make it plain. Let me show y'all what it says. It says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Who shall? Okay, that's a word right there. This is years ago, okay? Though it tarry, wait for it. Tarry means it may go slow, but wait for it, right? Because it will surely come. Okay, it's not going to be like Terry for long. Okay, so back in this time, what I'm doing is I'm putting all this stuff out there in pieces, right? And then God is like showing me all these visions. So I'm going through it. Nobody knows I'm going through it. I don't want to say depression, but you know, I was just out with the pieces. Okay, but I kept writing things down because I remember my grandma used to say, any type of vision that you get, you write the vision down, you make it plain. You know, like what God's word says. I'm writing it down, but I'm really thinking I'm going crazy. I'm like, you know, I'm tripping out. I'm bugged out. But you know, God's like, you know, you're going to have a mobile app. And I'm like, a mobile app? Am I going to own a company? I don't understand. So he said, it's going to go like this, just a touch of J, you know, Megan Lumvee's Kitchen, reading. And I'm like, what is Megan Lumvee's Kitchen? You know, I didn't know none of this type of stuff. But this is what he's laying on me. You know, you're going to lose all this weight. I'm like 220 pounds. Like, how the heck I'm going to lose weight? You know, you're going to have a fitness company. I'm saying to myself, this is years ago, 2017-ish. Okay, 16 going into 17. I'm like, how am I going to go ahead and do all this? I don't understand. I don't get this. Okay, me? No, I don't think so. You know, that's what I'm thinking. I could barely get out of the bed. I literally, y'all, this is what I was doing. I would get out of the bed, go downstairs in my fabulous home. Okay, fabulous home. Go downstairs, make Lumvee's Kitchen, post it online, be all happy, then get back in the bed and start crying. Yeah, I was messed up. Smoking a lot of marijuana, just jacked up. You know, I don't have no problem with them pieces. I don't have no problem putting it out there for y'all. Because somebody out there going through it too. But at this time, you know, all this stuff is happening, right? So I actually want to fast forward to now because everything happened the way that it was supposed to. I have the fitness company like I was supposed to. God also told me I was going to start a marijuana line, which I have now. Okay, I was going to cover out my old roll of papers, everything, okay? Also, I was going to have a Just a Touch of J app. I have the app, Make a Lumvee's Kitchen. I have Veronica's Guide to Make a Lumvee's Kitchen. My career is very successful. It still is. He said I was going to have my own my clothing line. I do. All of this stuff that I was writing down when I was going through these pieces, right? But now we want to fast forward, right? You know, Food Network, all these people, you know, they're coming at me. I'm on radio shows. I'm doing all of this amazing stuff. I'm traveling all over because my career with work is popping. I'm like regional manager with some of my jobs. I'm doing what it is that I do, baby, shining bright like a diamond. But the one thing, you know, moving forward is what God tells me to do is share my testimony. So that's how the Just a Touch of J podcast happened. And I told God, I said, you know what? I don't think so. You know, I don't think so. I don't think I'm going to tell anybody about that. But he said, listen, if you share your testimony, what's going to happen is that somebody going to get blessed by it. See, let me tell y'all something real quick, because you know this, I gotta go quick, okay? See, what happened was when I was younger, I got pregnant when I was young, and some people in my family didn't like that. They just knew that I was so going to be successful, and they were like, you're going to mess up your life. You just made a huge mistake, and they set it up behind my back. Now, I did not know that they did this, and I really didn't know about abortions because I was kind of like sheltered. I got pregnant like by like a friend that was like a best friend, you know, kind of, you know, shout out to Bill, RIP. He passed away because he hung himself, committed suicide, you know. So when my son was 3 years old, but what happened is that they was trying to get me to abort my son, and I was getting ready to go out the door with them because I was crying and everything. And I said, wait a minute, just let me answer the phone. How many of y'all know that was Jesus? It was my mom calling. I hadn't spoke to her, and she hadn't spoke to me in years. Yeah, she was going through a divorce from my dad. You know, all her pieces was all over the place, just like my pieces was all over the place. You know, I'm telling y'all before. You know, I couldn't get out of bed. She was going through, like, her own little depression and things she had going on. Yeah, so, you know, she wasn't speaking to us, and, you know, life had took a toll. But she just happened to call that day at that right time when I was getting ready to walk out the door. She said, Veronica, okay? Why are you crying? She called me by my middle name. Used to be my first name, but they changed it when I was 3. Okay? They flopped my names around. Okay, that's why you Jillian, Just a Touch of J, but most of my family, they call me Ronnie, Ironica, or V. Something like that. But anyway, she said, why are you crying? I said, because they're making me go get an abortion. She said, wait a minute, who's doing that? Put them on the phone. You know, you don't got to do nothing. I'm on my way. So anyway, she came and she got me, right? Okay. And I had my son. Right? But God told me, okay, he said, as far as my podcast was concerned, he said, listen, if you share your testimony, it'll be like when you share your testimony about your issue with your son. See, me and my son used to praise dance, and we used to mime. We used to have this mime group, and we would praise dance, right? Go to churches and travel all around the United States. It was very, very successful. Romans 12:1, mime ministry of worship. It was thorough, okay? And we still, well, you know, now, you know, I'm a little jacked up, but I know I got them pieces, you know, and he got them, you know, and when we together, you know, it is what it is. We do an amazing thing. But he would get up and he would share his testimony. Okay. So can you imagine they want you to abort your child when you're young? This is what they wanted me to do. Right. But thank God I didn't. My son grows up and my son is standing next to me at church talking about some high. I'm who they called the mistake. He's praise dancing to a song, William Murphy, that says, I know why I'm here. He said, I'm not a mistake. I was on the mind of God when my daddy met my mama. You know, I was in the plan of God when my daddy met my mama. So all this stuff, you know, my son's giving his testimony. We're at this mega church and this lady comes up to us and she goes, listen, and we had some problems with the recording, like with the music working and everything. But if God worked out everything, she comes up to me with the pastor and she goes, listen, I have to tell you something. This is my daughter. She's pregnant with twins. I was going to go ahead and make her get an abortion tomorrow. I told my pastor. Pastor standing there like, yep. She said, but because I see your son with you, he's not a mistake. She said, I can't do it. Now I'm standing there. I got the chills as I'm telling y'all because this is just a touch of J, baby. Okay, I'm putting this out there in peace for you. But what I'm saying is that I need you to get this, okay? We fast forward to God telling me, you got to share your testimony. So I shared my testimony. He said, because somebody's going to get something out of this when you do this like the lady did. You know, this is for my people. So I'm like, okay. All right, so I shared a testimony. So that's how I got the Just a Touch of J podcast, right? So when I got the Just a Touch of J podcast, you know why I named it Just a Touch of J? Because I prayed for a hashtag in 2015 to inspire people. Me and my daughters, we got hands. We joined the hands because when two or more joined you, God is present in another fabulous home doing what it is that I do. You know, back then, you know, I'm doing what it is I do. I praise God. You know, I want to inspire people. Please give me this hashtag. And the hashtag couple days ago was Just a Touch of J. That's what he gave to me after I prayed for it, 2015. So I said, you know, I'm naming the app Just a Touch of J. You know, the marijuana paper, the line thing that he come up with, it's going to be called All You Need Is Just a Touch of J, Just a Touch of J Cannabis Line. Everything was Just a Touch of J, Just a Touch of J app, everything. That's how Just a Touch of J came out, right? So fast forward to about year before last, I had stopped cooking. Like that. Well, last year I started cooking again. But about the year before last, I stopped cooking. Because I got to be honest with y'all, when I was cooking a lot, it was because I was in pain. Anybody out there going through that? Like, literally, the thing that you love to do, you did it because it was therapeutic, but when you remember it, it's painful. I know somebody out there going through that. So, basically, I ain't want to cook like that. I was like, man, forget that, man. It's just too much. It just kept bringing back so many of the memories because I really hadn't healed. You know, we always talking about how we healing and stuff, but we don't really be healing and stuff like that, you know? So I'm like, you know, fast forward. So I'm like, you know, last year I started getting into it. I'm like, okay, I started to make Love V's Kitchen again. And I started enjoying it. I started loving it, right? And then I started to see that I couldn't eat like I used to eat. Every time I would eat something, it was just like, I was having issues with all these things that's on this food list. You understand what I'm saying? Anybody out there, you know, then you wanted to do it, right? The thing that brought you pain that you kind of was therapeutic, but then you didn't want to do it, but then you wanted to do it like later on. Well, that's what happened with me. I wanted to do it. You know, I was like, yo, I'm going to make a lot of these kitchens. It's going to be so thorough. It's going to be so wise. I'm going to make all these recipes, you know, like I said, chocolate covered cauliflower cookies. Oh, berry glazed salmon. You know, I'm starting to get back into doing the videos. I'm loving it. And then all of a sudden, you know, everything was getting dropped in my mouth. Okay. Like the Bible says, manna, food fell from the sky to feed God's people. Literally, like he was just boom. When they was going through stuff, here you go, eat that. He was providing. Okay, just like what Matthew says, Matthew 6, you know, God's going to provide. He's going to feed. them because he knows what you need. And then one day, God was providing all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, last year, it started getting taken away piece by piece. I couldn't eat this. I couldn't eat that. I'm like, wait a minute, I just ate that last week. Why am I having a problem with cauliflower? I just had that last week. What's going on? My throat's itching. Shrimp. I was eating shrimp, and all of a sudden, I had an allergic reaction to that. I'm like, what the heck is going on? I mean, lobster. Then all of a sudden, I couldn't eat the lobster. I went ahead, and I got fresh fish, and it was so strong in the house. And lamb. I always ate lamb. Then I couldn't eat lamb and all these things. And then all of my pieces was like, pow! And I couldn't eat anything. I had an anaphylactic shock. Thing that I went through, an allergic reaction. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, literally, you love the thing, and then all of a sudden now some, it's an issue with it, and then it sends you into like a shocking type of thing, like you all jacked up. Well, that's what happened with me. So I got all jacked up, whatever, you know, right? Okay, y'all know the story. You know, go back, listen to the podcast. I couldn't eat for like a month and a half. You know, found out I had histamine issues. Took the toxic support. Fast forward to the doctors. And then they give me this food list. Right? And now I'm like, yo, I can make Love and Bee's Kitchen. Right? Because this whole time, I've been like, God, I don't want to make Love and Bee's Kitchen. You know, because before I didn't want to make Love and Bee's Kitchen. Then last year, I was like, started getting back to make Love and Bee's Kitchen. And then it was taken from me. And then I wasn't able to eat. And I'm like, God, I want to make Love and Bee's Kitchen. And God was like, mm-mm. Nope. Your pieces are everywhere. You got to get it together. You got to understand that's part of your destiny. Ain't y'all out there going through that? Like, literally, you want it, but now you can't have it. But you realize that it's part of your destiny, and in the process of all the pieces being all over the place, you actually realize, like, oh my God, like, this is it. Yeah, I started to realize this is it. Oh my gosh, this is part of it. This is part of, like, the lesson. This is part of the blessing. This is part of everything. Make a Love and Bee's Kitchen. God, please make Love and Bee's Kitchen. You know? And I kept saying, now manna, it's no longer dropped in my mouth. Okay, so what happened is when manna would drop in the mouth, the food would just come out and God would provide. Okay, now God is like this. Manna drops in their reach. Okay, see, when it was with Moses, and in the Bible, check it out, you know, he was giving them everything that they needed. And then when Moses was gone, Moses went up to the mountain and they never came back. You know, it was Joshua that had to lead them. Right? And things weren't the same. And it was going all crazy. Like, things ain't the same now. You know, in a lot of people's life. And then y'all out there, like, y'all going through that. It ain't the same. Okay, so look. What happened is, okay, so now God is like, it's in your reach. You got to reach out and grab it, Veronica. Okay? And it's all these foods that I got to try. He has now taken away my rice, my blueberries, the staples that I was, you know, relying on. And now I got to try new things. Anybody out there going through that? Like God took some things away, all your pieces all over the place. Now he like, okay, you want it? And you like, yeah, I want it. He like, okay, now you got to reach out and grab it because there it go. And I'm like this, you know, okay, you want me to try what? You know, I got to try all these things. You know, my system is a little jacked up. And, you know, anything that you try, you could be jacked up. You know, by it could send you an anaphylactic shot. Like, they literally gave me an EpiPen. You know, like, look, you got to be careful. Okay, now, you know, since I'm in healthcare, you know, I have to be careful. But sometimes these things don't happen until 2 or 3 days later. You can eat them and be like, yeah, I'm good. Now, all of a sudden you got a reaction like days later. You're like, oh, God, no. You know, you sleep, you have reaction, anything can happen. But you know what I had to do? I had to realize, wait a minute. And this part of my destiny, and this is what God really told me that was going to happen, you know, I need to trust them. Any of y'all out there going through something and you just like, Dick, all I got is God? Like, literally, God took me through all this and he had to let me know, this one ain't for you. That one ain't your friend. That one don't really love you like that. That one ain't this, you know. And all these things is happening. You know, you don't need this job. You don't need none of that. All you need is me. Anybody out there, you just like going through that and you like, all I got is God. Okay, well, that's basically, you know, where I'm at with it. That's all I got. But you know, I have to remember, like I said, what Matthew 6 says, right? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow seed nor reap the harvest. You know they gather no crops into the barns, and yet your heavenly Father keeps feeding them. Are you not much more worthy than they? They ain't put my name in it. Veronica, are you not much more worthy than they? And if you by worry, can you add an hour of length to your life? You a little faith. I said, wait a minute, hold on. No, I got to trust God. Therefore, do not worry or be anxious, perpetually easy, distracted, saying, what am I going to eat? It's Matthew 6. I ain't making it up. Go check it out. What am I going to eat? That's what he said. Okay, what are you going to eat? Huh? Am I supposed to be worried about that? No, I'm not. It says, do not worry, for your heavenly Father knows that you need them. So I started looking at that list. I said, wait a minute, hold on. I was talking to my nutritionist today. She was like, well, what are you going to eat? I said, listen, there's a lot of stuff I can eat. If I go to the farmer's market, you know all this stuff that's not on there that I can eat? I can eat everything. I just got to try it. Anybody out there scared to try something new? Like you're in a new relationship or something like that. You got a new boo or whatever, but you just so used to how it used to be. So you out here and you just like, you going off of how it used to be. Right? But now God is like, no, this is something different. You got to try it a different way. But that's not what you used to. Okay? Things ain't just all sweet no more. You know, she a little challenging to you. So now you got to go outside the box. You got to put your pieces out there. You got to do something different. But you know, you're a little nervous. You're a little scared. I can't act like I ain't a little nervous. I ain't a little scared. But, you know, this is what your heavenly Father, he knows that you need these things. He knows that I need this food. Most importantly, all I got to do is aim and strive at his kingdom, his way of being right, be like the character God, and he going to give all these things unto me. That's what I'm trying to say you got to do. You can't be afraid. You got to go out there. You got to take them pieces, right? Because now I want to make Love and Beast Kitchen. And now God is like this. Here you go. There's the foods. Make Love and V's Kitchen, baby. It's what I made you for. It's what I built you for. It's part of your destiny. Y'all getting this? Sometimes in life, what happens is that, I don't want to really say we take things for granted, but we do. You know, I didn't really value the fact that I can make Love and Beast Kitchen. I was doing it out of pain. And it was very successful, but then I didn't want to do it no more because that's all I remembered it to be. And then I wanted it. Hey, y'all. Y'all know what happened when it cut off. That means it's about to be real thorough and wise. But look, then I wanted it, right? I wanted it real bad. And God said, you know what? Since now you want it, you got to trust me. So I'm going to take you all to Joshua and then we're going to go ahead and we're going to end this thing. Right? Because I know somebody out there and y'all want these pieces. But you kind of struggling with it. So I'm going to help you with Joshua. Joshua in the Bible. Check it out. Right? You know what God says in Joshua 1? Yeah, baby. Let me tell you what he says. He said, when you want them pieces, right? And I put it out there for you. He says, you don't got to worry about it. All you got to do is get into my presence. When you get into my presence, then I'll give you my presence. Huh? Who is that for? When you get into my presence, spend a little time with me. You know, do what it is that I tell you to do. Work on it, you know. Okay? Live your blessed life. Shine bright like a diamond. You know, pay attention. You know, just try to do what it is that you got to do. Then I'll give you my presence. My presence, my gifts, all that type of stuff, right? So what he tells you is this. This is the kicker, right? Joshua 1, verse 5. First thing is, right? Just shall not any man be able to be before thee all the days of thy life, right? As I was with Moses, so will I be with you. He was with Moses with everything. So you already got the confirmation that tells you, I'm going to be with you. Okay, I got you. You might be scared. You might be this, but I'm going to be with you. I got you. And then he tells you, look, in 6, be strong and in good courage. Right? Then he tells you again in 7, only be thou strong and very courageous. He tells you that because he's like, you know, he knows things out there want to take your courage. Yeah, but y'all going through this transition out here. Y'all trying to do what it is that you got to do, just like me trying to do what it is I got to do. I'm going through a transition. I'm trying to transition. I'm trying to, you know, like babies when they walk, you know, at first they're a little wobbly. You know, And then they fall and get back up again. They got to try, you know. And then they trying to reach for something. You know, they trying to go ahead and get that ball that's over there. You know, and they might crawl a little bit. And then they might try to walk a little bit. And they fall and everybody else is rooting for them. Come on, come on, come on. Yeah. But they a little uneasy and unsure with themselves. Okay, listen. You got to be strong like that. You know, you got to be very courageous. Right? Because things are trying to take your strength away. Right? You can't turn to your right hand or your left hand. That's the end of seven. It says, because if you don't do that, what's going to happen is you're going to prosper wherever you go. Now, look, when you don't turn to the right, to the left, try to do what it is that you do, that you do or your old baby. But, you know, you're reaching out for it. God's going to help you. He's going to be with you. Okay. Then he tells you all you got to do, like I said, meditate on it day and night. Just get into his presence and he's going to give you the presence. Right. And then he tells you again in eight. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and you shall have good success. Oh, Lord, there's a good success and there's a bad success. That's why you need to understand it. You shall have good success if you do what it is that you do, baby. In the fear, like I had to do what it is that I had to do. In the fear of my son's father committed suicide, I had to raise them on my own. I had to do what it is that I had to do in the fear of all of this stuff that I got going on with this histamine, these things in my body and trying these foods and things like that. You got to do what you got to do, because right now, manna's just not going to fall in your mouth, baby. It's in your reach. You got to reach out and get it. Okay? So he tells you to get a nine. Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid. Right? Don't be in dismay, for the Lord God will be with you wherever you go. That's all I want to tell y'all. God gonna be with y'all wherever you go. You know, he is. But you got to get these pieces together correctly. So it was about making Love in V's Kitchen, right? This podcast definitely was, because now I'm about to be making Love in V's Kitchen. It's no longer just going to just fall in my mouth. The rice ain't going to sustain me no more. The blueberries ain't going to sustain me no more. I got a list of stuff that I can't do. I can't have. It's messing up my body. It's creating yeast and all this stuff inside my body. I got to try something different. So do you. Whatever you was used to ain't going to work in this season no more, because elevation requires separation from what it used to be. Who am I talking to? Somebody out there right now trying to live your life the way you've been living it, and it's not doing anything for you. When you gonna get it? God is trying to elevate you to a different level. Your pieces are different now. You can't be like, well, this is what I'm used to. No, because if it was like that, then there would be no Just a Touch of Jay, because it would be what I was used to. Yeah, I can't even eat the same no more. You can't neither. You can't eat the same. It ain't the same no more. It's different. Corona is out here. Man, I keep trying to tell y'all. Y'all out here with these masks on like, yeah. You know I'm okay with these masks. Okay, no. Out here trusting that these masks. Who is the provider of the masks? God is the person that's not giving it to you or giving it to you. Whatever it is, the destiny for your life. That's what it is. But you believe that these masks going to save you. I'm trying to tell you. How you going to get where you got to go at is just trusting God and doing what it is that you got to do. And you got to reach out for the new thing. Don't be afraid like me. I'm trying my antibiotic tomorrow. I had a reaction today to something that I took, right? But you know, that ain't stopped me. Took some of the medicine I had to do. Tongue swelled up so bad. But I was like, you know what? Let me go ahead and take this. I still ate. I ain't stopped eating. I used to stop eating. Do you understand that? Oh my gosh, because I was just so scared. Do this transition. I don't want the histamine to be crawling all over me. I don't want to smell far again. I was like, you know what? No, I'm going to keep on eating. Had me like 3.5, almost 4 cups of stew, the red cabbage. Child, tore that up. Had 2 turkey legs earlier and 2 turkey thighs. Okay. And they huge. Y'all know that. Tore that up. Ain't think nothing about it. Ain't take nothing when I did it. I just was trusting God. Like, you know what? Then had my coconut flour, the little cake thing that I be making. Child, I'm so full. I'm so full. You understand? Because I reached out full. When you reach out, you get full off of what you're supposed to have. And that's what this podcast is about. I just wanted to come to y'all. I just have to tell y'all that you got to try new things sometimes. Life ain't going to be the same. okay? And my making love in V's kitchen about to change. Just like your life got to change too, okay? So how y'all want me to end this, huh? How y'all want me to end this? Y'all want me to do it like this? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? Y'all know what this is? This is just a touch of J. I finally know my purpose. Make love in V's kitchen. A couple other things, too. But I'm here to influence and inspire, right? I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you, baby. That's it. Okay, that's it. When I tell y'all, this is just a touch of J, because this is only just a touch of J. God controls everything else. I'm just putting it out there in pieces for you, baby. That's it. That's what that's about. Okay, so what is it that I tell y'all when I'm about to end this? The first thing, don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Please don't. Don't. Okay, don't you do that. Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. And please don't make yourself feel like you ain't thorough and wise. And if you out here scared to go to the next level and separate yourself from before because, you know, things have changed and now you got to reach out for them, you need to get your life in order. It's too many of y'all out there. Too many kids and kids and kids. I just got to keep it 100 with you. You got to change it up. We in 2021. Remember 2020 was like, you know, 2020 vision. Well, listen, I definitely see different and I know you do too. Okay. And what you need to do when you start seeing different is, it's the second thing I tell y'all. Shine on them. Let that little light on the inside of you shine bright like a diamond. Yeah. Woo. Shine bright like a diamond. Yeah. And spread love because it's the Brooklyn way. That's the last thing. And this is just a touch of J, baby. Y'all know I always put that out there in pieces for you. Love. God says love me, right? It's a commandment. Do you understand that? It's not just a choice that you have. You have to love your neighbor like you love yourself, okay? But you got to love God first to even love yourself. Y'all out here wrecking yourself, you know, because y'all out here ain't checking yourself. You got to check yourself or you're going to wreck yourself. You got to give love. Love to you, love to everybody. I don't care if they don't even like it. Like, look, man, stop holding people accountable for the things that they done did out here. Just let it be what it is. Ain't nobody perfect. We all doing stuff to people. We all messing up in life. Forgive, keep it pushing. Sometimes you got to take them out of your life, period. But that don't mean you hate them. No, don't do that. Spread love. It's the Brooklyn way. You know, like God love you every day and wake you up. Come on, man. Turn that cheek. Let them be what they the ones messed up. Pray for them and keep it pushing. Spread that love. All right, so look, quick recap. The only thing I can say about this is that I'm going to be making love in V's kitchen different. Now I got to reach out for it and grab it, right? It just ain't going to fall to me because elevation requires separation. I can't do it the way I used to do it. I got to do it a different way. I got to do it a different way now. I can't go back to how I used to be, and you can't either. You got to do it a different way. It's different now. Separate from that other stuff. Don't be afraid. Keep it pushing. Grab it. Take it. Do what it is you got to do. Be strong. Courageous. God got you. That's it. Now look, I love my babies, right? And I'm up out of here. And I will be back, right? This is episode 14. It was a nice little long one, but I just had to get them pieces out there for you, man. I've been through a lot. I got a testimony. I got a call on my life, and I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to let nothing stop me. You want to know why? Because I'm thorough and wise. I'm gifted. I'm talented. I believe in myself, and I'm going to keep it pushing. And that's what you got to do, too. This is just a touch of J, baby. I'm just putting it out there in pieces for you, okay? I'll be back when I got something else to say. Day 14, a 21-day podcasting. Oh, my gosh. Hey, it's almost over. see what happens. All right. I'm so happy. I finally know what's wrong with me. And y'all do too now. So now the journey is different. It's going to go quick. Right? I love y'all. Bye. Hey y'all, this is just a touch of J, baby. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby, living your best life, huh? Doing what it is that you do? Well, listen, mama got to drop a dime on y'all, but I want y'all to listen to the song of the week, right? Yeah, it's a remake, you know, with just a touch of J to it. All right, let me know what y'all think. Call in, all right? Yeah, full songs are going to be coming up soon. And make sure y'all go over to Making Love and V's Kitchen, baby. And check out the Just a Touch of J app, too. Mama just dropped the sweet potato brownie recipe for y'all on the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all want that. Trust me. I know you do. All right? Listen to the songs. They up next.
Y'all hear that?
Yeah, man.
This is just
such a
touch of J.
Make sure y'all go over to Making Love and
Beats
Kitchen.
Go on over to Making Love and Beats Kitchen, baby.
Mama got some brownies.
She's got brownies for you, baby.
Thanks for listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast, baby. I love you guys. I'm just trying to put it out. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I'm just trying to put it out there. I tell y'all, this is just a touch of shit. I'm trying to put it out there in pieces for you. What's up, y'all? Did y'all like that? Yeah, man. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Make sure y'all go over to Making Love and Beats Kitchen, baby. I'm definitely putting it out there in pieces for you. Keep checking that out.
over and make another Lovey's Kitchen. Cause it's some new people that's coming to y'all. Yeah. I love you guys. Again, this is just a touch of J, right? I'm just trying to put it all like the in pieces for you, baby. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on one second. This is just a touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out.
My baby like pieces it when I do it like that. You. All he needs you. Is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces
for y'all you. Know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All you need is just a touch,
it's just
a
touch. Lady, y'all hear that? I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
All you need is just a touch of Jesus. All you need is just a touch of Jesus for you. All you need is just a touch of
pieces for you.
All you need is
pieces for you. This is just a touch of Jesus.
Shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right?